Welcome to MC Who, the official podcast of the unofficial movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My name is Free From Tyranny Justin.
And I am all the votes, Andy.
And if you love comics, if you love movies, or even if you just love
scented candles,
then this show is for you. Those are two of our favorite candle scents, and that's why we said those.
Yeah, that's right.
That's and the only reason.
They smell amazing.
Yeah, just kidding, by the way. We're actually talking about just presidential election stuff.
Yeah. We are recording this after the vote has been called. And
the vote has been called.
A weight is relieved.
There are still votes being counted, but the Associated Press has announced that our president-elect is Joe Joseph Biden. What'd you say?
Joe motherfucking Biden, I believe.
That's his name. Yeah. That's right.
Not just the Associated Press, but all the networks. All the networks.
It's true. Even Fox News. That's how you know it's legit. Listen, we'll get to an episode here eventually. We'll get to some important stuff, but I just gotta breathe for a second, Andy.
Let's just take a breath.
I feel like let's just take a breath together, okay? Everyone out there can join us. One more breath here.
Oh, Justin, that feels good.
That felt really good. I haven't done that. Yeah. Sometimes I forget to just sit and breathe, man.
Yeah.
It feels good to be...
Are you proud to be an American?
I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American. I feel like Captain America right now.
Wow.
I feel like, you know, there's that famous like quote from one of the comics, and they kind of used it in I think in the Civil War movie, and it's and I'm gonna butcher it here, but it's something about even when like the entire world is telling you, you know, things are one way, like stand your ground like a tree in the river or something like that, and let the river part around you or something like that. But the point is just you know, sometimes you feel like you're crazy out there in the world, and people are like, you know, telling you, hey, you don't need to wear that mask. And I'm like, hey, what are you talking about? Yes, I do, you crazy person.
Be the tree. Be that tree.
I'm the tree.
You are.
All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way, I'm really excited just to be doing another MC Who episode.
Yeah.
Today, we're doing something different. As I'm sure you noticed when you clicked on this episode, this is a bonus episode.
Bonus.
This is gonna be our take on the movie Black Widow, because Andy, I don't know if you were aware, but the movie Black Widow is supposed to come out in May.
I think I did know that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
What, okay. What happened? Why did that not happen, Justin?
Reshoots.
Oh, okay.
Also, there was a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Movie theaters have been closed, except for Screenland Armory. Hey, if you're in the Kansas City area, go and you want to see a movie and you want to do it safely, go see a movie at Screenland Armor. They're just fantastic. You should go support them. They're a local company, local business, small business. I love them. Anyway, so Black Widow, right? We jokingly said on a comment thread somewhere that we should just make the movie ourselves. And so that's what we're going to do today, y'all. One important thing to announce real quick before we get to that. We have a drawing that we need to draw for, because I don't know if you're aware, but we've been having a contest for the last month or so.
Yeah, a month or so.
It ended on the 31st on Halloween. And we were going to have an episode last week, but with the election going on, we decided to wait a week. So now we can finally do this drawing for this giveaway that we're having. Thank you to everyone who participated in that. We appreciate your support. And Andy, do you want to go ahead and just draw a name?
Yeah.
Out of your little bowl there.
I will do that.
Whoever he draws is going to get their own episode about them in the MCPU. And that'll come up here in shortly in the next couple of months, I bet. So, Andy.
Yes, I have a name.
Drum roll. Oh, you already drew it. Oh,
sorry. You told me to do it, so I did it.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, go ahead. What'd you get?
Our winner is listener Emma Carter. Yay.
Emma, thank you so much. Emma's been on the show.
Yeah, not only a listener, but also exceptional guest during our Squirrel Girl episode.
One of our highly, highly rated episodes, and I not rated necessarily, but highly listened, highly listened episode.
Not critically acclaimed, but very well known.
Yes, exactly.
I critically acclaim it, though. I think it's very good.
I also critically acclaim it. Wonderful. I give it 1.5 thumbs up.
Ouch, that sounds like it hurts.
No, that's good.
I know, but I mean for your thumbs, though.
Oh.
To only have half a thumb.
It's not that hard. Look, I'm doing it now.
I guess so.
Take a picture and we'll post it about it. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Okay.
Guys, this is what happens when we don't have a guest on.
Yeah, to keep us focused.
Yeah.
We don't have anyone to take care of. We're just left to our own devices.
So let's, I guess, congratulations, Emma. I will be reaching out to you shortly.
We'll be in touch.
And
our people will call your people.
That's right.
We are our people.
Emma's story, look forward to it in an upcoming episode. It will be all about her superhero origin in the MCPU. Mm-hmm. But for today, we're not in the MCPU, Andy. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the MCU.
Wow.
The OG, the Hollywood franchise.
That's right.
Record-breaking.
Which actually films in Atlanta, mostly, right?
That's right. They do. Everything films in Atlanta now. Black Widow. First of all, we're going to be talking about spoilers from the trailer. Obviously, we haven't seen the movie, so there's really no spoilers of what actually is going to happen. But we're just going to be doing our own version of what we think this movie is going to be based on what we've seen in the trailer.
Yeah.
And what I'm looking at on IMDb. I don't know, Andy, do you ever like read rumors and theories about movies before they come out?
No, I don't like that because then I don't like to set my expectations a certain way, or I don't want to anticipate something if the rumor is correct. So, sure. I just want to be surprised by the movie.
I am the exact same way, actually. Yes. And I do like to read them all after I've seen the movie.
Yes.
To see, like,
I'll message board it up afterwards.
Yeah. So with that being said, I mean, I don't know too many rumors or theories out there. So some of you listeners might have a better grasp on maybe some of the running theories of what could happen in this movie. But we don't. So, hey, that's fun.
Here we go.
All right. And the time starts now.
Oh, are we on a time limit?
I mean, we're 9 minutes in.
Cool.
This record, well, that's not true. We're like 7 or 6 minutes in because we talked a little while beforehand, but
yeah.
We have what, 45 minutes or so to kind of throw this thing together.
All right,
we don't even need that much time. This thing is easy, it's right. Easy, Andy. I'm calling it right now. Structure, here we go.
Yeah, that's
Black Widow.
It's always so great when we start with hubris. That's the way to go.
Yeah,
we're gonna crush this. It's so easy.
This is how I think the movie's gonna go in 30 seconds or
great.
Less.
Oh, here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously before Black Widow dies. Sorry, spoilers for Endgame.
I didn't already say that. It's been out there. People have been in quarantine. Surely they've watched it by now.
That's true. It's been 2 years. Wait. Yes, 2 years.
Time is meaningless.
Yes. God, what? Yeah, it's been a year and a half. Yes, since 2019. Wow, jeez. Anyway, sorry, that blew my mind. Okay, so Black Widow, pre-Endgame and all that stuff, during her 5-year stint while she's alone in the world or whatever, you know, we pick up, she goes back to her old stomping grounds. We get her family, yada, yada. She sees her sister again. Sister and her team up to go stop bad guy, old enemy Taskmaster for the Red Room. But then the twist is, of course, that the sister is actually working with Taskmaster the whole time. And then she betrays, and then they have this badass fight at the end of the movie because Taskmaster wasn't the real villain the whole time. It was actually little sister. And then, but in the end, you know, unlike the end of Black Panther, where these, you know, essentially, well, I guess they're cousins in Black Panther.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're fighting and whatnot. And then he ends up, spoilers for Black Panther, killing Killmonger. Because Killmonger just can't see the error of his ways, I suppose.
Also, there's electromagnet panels, I think, also had a hand in it too.
Sure, sure. I mean, he stabbed him at the top of the waterfall. That was, I mean, anyway, point is, I think Florence Pugh, and I don't know, what's her character's name? Is it, it's, okay, Yelena. So Yelena Belova is Florence Pugh's character, right? Her sister, essentially, or I don't know if they're blood related or what, but
that's what it seems like in the trailer.
Sure. So in the comics, and I hate being that guy who always says in the comics, but Yelena Belova becomes the second Black Widow after Natasha Romanoff dies. And so I really hope that's the direction they go, and that they end up fighting at the end of this movie, but instead of, you know, it going the route of, you know, she dies or one of them dies or whatever, I think maybe they fight through the pain together or something like that, and then they end up kind of, maybe she spends some time in prison, or I don't know what it is, but point is, fast forward, you know, at the end of the movie, fast forward to the end of, you know, Endgame and whatnot, and Yelena is now going to become the new Black Widow since her sister is dead. And that's where I hope the movie ends. Because I, for one, Andy,
yes,
I enjoy Scarlett Johansson, but I'm ready for her to kind of make like Chris Evans and RDJ and just kind of make room for some new blood in the MCU. So,
Well, you got to, you know, you can't cling to the past. You have to continue to move forward. You know, if you stagnate, you die. So, especially considering that her character is now dead, then yeah, I think there's room for, and especially if that's what happens in the comics, then here's to that happening in the movies. Although, I will say that I think the MCU is notorious for fighting against expectations set up in the comics, sure, at least in some major situations.
Sure. So let me just ask, because let's clarify that. So let's decide in our version of this movie, Is Black Widow alive somehow? Is she alive on the, you know, is she chilling with Red Skull, you know, on that planet? Has she come back to life somehow and she's stranded on a planet? I mean, obviously they won't show any of that in this movie.
Right.
Maybe like a tease at the end or something, but if she is still alive, like, I mean, I don't really care to see Black Widow in space or like how she gets back to Earth.
Black Widow in space.
Well, now that you put it like that, I do kind of want to see.
Takes an announcer voice. I think that the book has been closed on Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow, at least, and I think that's how it needs to be for that moment to mean anything in Endgame.
Yeah.
I think I agree. Retroacting that really takes away the sacrifice of that moment and the power of that moment.
Yes.
I also think it just kind of convolutes it moving forward to try and get her back into any sort of plot line or anything like that.
I agree.
So I think if I was in the writer's room, that would be the case.
Agreed. And it's the same reason I don't want to see Robert Downey Jr. come back at all. I there's the 99.9% chance that I that he will not do that, because I think he's smarter than that to know that that would ruin any, like, that would ruin the entire stakes of his death in that movie as well.
But they might try and do so like a hologram though, right? Like,
they might. And I just think it's better to not touch it.
I agree.
And you know, again, and this is the bad thing about the comics, of course, but also the necessary thing about the comics is that, I mean, every character has died and every character has come back to life. Mm-hmm. And the problem is it does ruin the stakes of all of these arcs. Because, like, after a while, you just start reading these arcs after arcs after arc. And, I mean, although they're all different in theme and whatnot, they all end up having the same, like, you know, this character sacrifices themselves in the end of it. But then, you know, 5 years later is brought back to life to be written by a different writer or something.
Right.
And the movies don't have the luxury of like endless comic, you know, endless medium. They have 22 movies that they put out so far, and that is their arc. And
the movies also don't have the luxury of like saying starting a new storyline, like in a different universe, like maybe some comics do, with like, oh, okay, we're going to take the same character and just kind of put them in a new
universe
where all that other stuff hasn't happened and we're just kind of start fresh. But since this is the shared MCU world, then everything that has happened can't be denied. And we can't just wipe it clean either, because they've kind of set the precedent of all of our movies are in the same universe. And so they have to deal with that now moving forward.
Right.
Just like we do with our podcast episode. We're the exact same.
That's right. All right, so we're on the same page. Black Widow is definitely dead. This is a bit of a memoir, a bit of a, let's go back into her past, tie up some loose ends that she would have had before she went and, you know, sacrificed herself for her friends.
When are we saying this movie is taking place? It's during...
I don't know if they've announced it or not. I don't really read a lot of the rumors and whatnot. It could be, I've heard the one thing that I did read way, way, way back, like maybe a year ago, is that it takes place just after Civil War, I think.
Because she would have to go into hiding after that, right?
That's true, right? Yes.
Because she helped... Captain America escape.
Because when's the next time we see her after?
After Civil War would be
Infinity War.
Yeah, what's the one called before Endgame? Infinity
and,
War.
And the first time we see her in Infinity War, she is with Cap.
Yes,
she is with him, and they save Vision
and Scarlet Witch.
Okay, so then yeah, I think that is the that is when this movie takes place, right? So,
but then wouldn't she be in hiding with Captain America? And
well, no, because at the end of Civil War, Cap is with
he busts in everyone Wakanda, out of prison,
and then he busts everybody out of prison. But she's not in prison with everybody else, so she's off doing her own thing, and then. At the end of this movie, Black Widow, she meets back up with Cap, or she gets like a little pager, you know.
Everyone's got a little pager. Everyone's got a little burner cell phone.
She gets her little pager that says, you know, hey, we're getting the band back together to go save Vision from aliens.
Yeah. Which we got to do that right now. So.
Uh-huh. All right, all right, all right. I like that. Okay, so this movie takes place. She's on the run. So that's where we start, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we pick up in Russia, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is this... It's a good place. I don't know much about Russia. Is this like
it's
Moscow?
It's a big place. Well, here's the thing. If you were in hiding, like, I don't know. If I was... Well, who knows? Maybe she's like the kind of spy that would hide in plain sight. Because if she wasn't hiding, why would she go home?
Well, one other thing, too. We do see Thaddeus Ross in this movie, in the trailer. And it looks to me, at least from, I think, the way that I remember the image looking, it looks like he's maybe in some American city. So what if the movie starts with her on the run in America? and she's hiding out somewhere. And then we start with this big action sequence of her on the run. She gets cornered. Thaddeus Ross is there. They have this little, you know, chat about like you made the wrong choice, you know, whatever. And then she
zaps him with her bracelet,
which turns him into Red Hulk. Just kidding. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I don't know how to get out of that one, I suppose.
Maybe her sister comes and saves her.
Well, no, because we do see that scene in the trailer where she enters her like this apartment or whatever, and then they like have a little fight when they find each other again. Like, you got old or whatever.
Quippy.
So, I think she has to make the decision to go back to her home, even though she doesn't want to, but it's because she knows she can't stay in the States. Like, they're gonna find her in the States.
Is there something that she needs? Like, why is it, I mean, like an actual thing that she needs?
Could be. I mean, she is, so she's on the run, but does maybe Taskmaster, okay, that's what it is. Maybe she finds out about the Red Room, that it's still no, she does know about the Red Room. It's still operational. I think she found out about that already, right? In, oh my God, trying to track all of her movies. It's so impossible right now. I know she has that vision in an Age of Ultron.
Right.
Of the Red Room. Mm-hmm. But then that's her past, of course.
Of course.
Okay, so,
I don't
so
know
what if it's...
there's anything that has ever indicated that it's still... at least to her, that it's still operational.
Well, what if that's how the movie starts? So she's on the run. She's in a government facility stealing files on the Red Room because, you know, somebody tipped her off to it or something like that. Or when she released all of those government files at the end of Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that where it was?
I think that was at the end of
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yeah.
When that happened, she found something about the Red Room. God, this is hard. This is harder than I thought it'd be to like fill in the gaps.
Hubris, Justin. Hubris. Strikes again.
Damn. so she, okay. So she gets the information, and then she's running from Thaddeus Ross, and then she has like a moment where she escapes, and it's like...
I also love that Thaddeus Ross is like, what is he, the Secretary of State, but also the security of this kind of facility?
Yeah.
Get back here!
it doesn't make sense to have him like in the field. I don't know why he's... I don't know. I guess I could go rewatch the trailer, but I don't feel like it.
No, we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. So okay, let's just get. So that's what happens. She escapes, and then we pick up in Russia. So now she's trying. She's on the trail of the Red Room, but she's got to find, like maybe like relocated, obviously, and she goes to the old place. Go ahead.
And Justin, just for listeners who may not know what the Red Room is and what it does, can we catch everybody up?
No.
Okay, then let's keep going.
The Red Room is very much it's beyond Marvel, I would say, too, right? Like, it's the idea, at least the idea of it has been because I think it's based on like maybe real stuff. I don't know exactly, but there's been other movies that deal in this. I think there's one called Red Sparrow or something like that with what's her face, Katniss Everdeen. I forget her name. Anyway, so it's like a Russian organization. I think probably government, you know, secret government organization that is. I'm just spitballing here. There's probably like a better definition of this, but they take girls of a young age and train them in becoming assassins, essentially. And they train them to have like, you know, to be, like very James Bond-esque, right? They are, trained to be like the proper like ladies and etiquette and like ballerinas and all this kind of stuff. And
deadly ballerinas.
They're deadly ballerinas. But then they also train them how to torture and interrogate mm-hmm. and murder and be stealthy and all that stuff. So that is Black Widow's past.
It's like James Bond meets Black Swan.
James Swan, yes.
James Swan.
Yes.
And Black Widow is a product of this Red Room.
That's right. That's right. And she had a
pretty rough leader. Time.
And so this is, what'd you say?
A pretty rough time.
She had a pretty rough time. She had a pretty rough time. That's right. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. And mm-hmm. when they first cast Rachel Weisz in this movie, I had assumed she was going to be the head mistress in charge of the Red Room. Like, she was going to be the main villain.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of the trailers, it doesn't seem that way. Now, that could be a twist. That could be a big twist. Maybe, perhaps, she is... So another interesting thing is that we don't actually see who Taskmaster is.
Right. He's masked the whole time.
Right. And they refer to him as a he. That doesn't necessarily mean it is a he.
Of course.
And there's a chance that it could be Rachel Weisz, her mother. Mm.
We haven't seen them on screen at the same time.
It's true. And that is how you know.
Maybe it's Nick Fury.
It could be Nick Fury. I don't... If this is Nick Fury, I'm going to... Just, I'm impressed by
impressed his and
acrobatic ability. So I'm not sure how she fits into that. Maybe we'll kind of decide as we go. But let's see. Natasha gets back to Russia. She maybe she goes to the Red Room. The old Red Room facility, and that's where she first runs into Taskmaster, maybe? Or maybe it's just maybe there was a trap set up for her there, and Taskmaster's, on a video screen or something, and then there's, mm-hmm. A bunch of, I don't know,
maybe,
bad guys.
Yeah, well, maybe what Taskmaster has done is set up, a trap, but the point of it is to get Black Widow recorded, doing all of these.
Exactly. Yes.
Things.
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, for the listener who may not know, Taskmaster's whole deal is that they have the ability to watch something done just a single time and then have the ability to do it. So they're kind of a copycat is their power.
It is my favorite superpower, by the way.
Yeah. Very convenient. You could just man, be so productive if only
so productive.
You could use that force for good.
Yes. You just parrot everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Masters is his name in the comics. Don't you love that? Tony Masters, Taskmaster.
Yeah, they really got creative with that one.
But so the idea I think that maybe they're going with in the movie, and I might be wrong here, but Taskmaster, just the name itself, being a taskmaster
mm-hmm.
kind of insinuates being the leader of handing out tasks. And so I kind of feel like maybe they're combining like maybe Taskmaster is the leader of the Red Room. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that sense in the trailer when Yelena is kind of talking and she's saying he's restarted the Red Room basically. Right. So, mm-hmm. So whoever he may be, to be determined, sets this trap for Natasha, and out come these girls, I suppose, right? These
right.
other like
the deadly ballerinas,
but the James Swans,
the James Swans,
and she fights them, and maybe she just makes it out on her own alive or whatever, and. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that wouldn't make sense. I take
dead?
It back.
They kill her?
Well, no, that's right. That's where it ends. Unless she has to run away, she can't win the fight, right? Because if she wins the fight, then she would try to save these girls because
right.
she knows what they're going through or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe she doesn't go to the trap first. Maybe she goes back home and that's where she finds her sister, or maybe she's tracking her sister to try and get answers about the Red Room or something
right.
like that. So that's where she goes first. Then we have this whole scene with Yelena and
because Natasha. Yelena was in the Red Room as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Or at least I would assume so. She also has all the badass skills and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they have a little bit of a fight before they rekindle their siblingship.
And do they have a fight because, like, she felt herself being tracked and didn't know it was Natasha at the time, and so she just, like, attacks this person who has definitely been following her?
Yeah, I think so. In the movie, in the trailer, it's that scene in the kitchen, like in the apartment,
mm-hmm.
where they're kind of fighting each other. But they're obviously like tossing like some banter back and forth. Like they're not here to kill each other. It's almost like they're just kind of testing out what each other can do.
Yeah.
At this moment, because they haven't seen each other in years, I'm guessing.
It's how deadly ballerina siblings say hello.
That's right. So, okay, so then they, you know, chill and talk and, oh yeah, Taskmaster, your old enemy, he started back up the Red Room, we need to, I don't know where he's at, that kind of thing.
Exposition, we love it.
But why, okay, so now the big question is, Mr. Guardian, a.k.a. Red Guardian, a.k.a. the Russian Captain America, David Harbour mm-hmm. plays him, and yeah, Red Guardian is a hero in the comics. He's literally, I'm not joking. He is like the Russian Captain America.
Every country.
And well, yeah, I mean, he's Captain Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be, he is her father. Or at least father figure.
That's what it would appear.
Because, okay, geez, now I gotta do a deep cut. Way, 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 way back in the MCU, there's a moment where Scarlet Johansson, where Black Widow, who is it? Somebody says the name of her father.
It's Red Skull, whenever... Wouldn't it be?
Yes, thank you. You're right. It's not that far back. Yes, 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 you're right. What does he say? Daughter of Alexei?
I don't remember.
Okay, her father's name is Ivan Romanoff. So this is not her birth father. But yeah, they have that family dinner, right, in the trailer.
Right, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
One scene that they keep coming back to. And I think they're really trying to show us these people are family. But I can't help but think that that's really, they're trying to really lead us astray there. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Okay. Man, geez, this is tricky. Who is Rachel Weisz? Who is Rachel Weisz in this movie? Who is she?
I mean, if it's the mother figure, I don't know mm-hmm. what the actual relation is, but.
Was she like a second in command at the Red Room who helped, you know, who helped Natasha escape the first time?
Oh, that could be.
And then helps, you know, Yelena and them like shut it down, or I guess really probably help Natasha shut it down.
Cause it ended once and now they're restarting it.
Right. Natasha thought she stopped the Red Room. She thought she shut it all down.
Mm-hmm.
So Melina is Rachel Weisz's name. Melina Vostokov.
Nailed it.
So let's say that she's like second in charge, or like some kind of like maybe helper or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever she may be, she helps Natasha the first time, and then raises Yelena, and tries to like help raise Yelena to be like a like in the real world and whatnot.
Right.
And maybe like helps to take care of all the other girls and find them like homes or whatever. So Natasha and Yelena fight. They have a chat and they decide to go see Melina. Melina is married to Alexei.
Okay.
David Harbour, Red Guardian.
Yes.
Okay. And so together they are. And for the sake of it, let's say they've been married. Let's say he also worked at the Red Room. He was like some sort of person, and he also helped them to escape. I don't know if that makes it. Maybe he was like the government, like the Russian government guy who helped them from the outside.
Yeah.
And but they've all known each other a long time, right? Mm-hmm. That's why, I mean, they have to, it can't be like she just now meets this guy.
No, no, there's definitely a previous relationship there.
Right, right. So this is her family, her makeshift, you know, her homemade, what am I trying to say? Her
homebrewed family.
Her homebrewed family. But she goes to see them, and okay, so now what? Now we're kind of in like, whoa, geez. Yeah, you know, it's much easier to make up a movie from scratch than to try and fill in gaps given to you. I immediately take everything back. This is hard.
Well, so, I mean, as far as the actual plot goes, it's Taskmaster wants to keep the Red Room going, and they want to stop him. So we just need to figure out what happens.
Yes. So Red Guardian, David mm-hmm. Harbour.
Yeah.
He's no longer, like, it seems to be the way that he puts on his suit and he's like, still fits.
Right.
It seems to be that he's, you know, out of commission.
But he might still have some contacts in the government that might have some information.
Right. So yeah, Alexei and Melina help the daughters to go after, and I'm just now seeing that Ray Winstone is in this movie as a guy named Dracov. Ray Winstone, he's a decently famous actor, but he's a guy named Dracov, and it makes me think that maybe they have to go through somebody else to get to Taskmaster, so we're just gonna throw Ray Winstone's character in there.
Got to.
And say, yeah, that he is that guy. So let's see. So they go to this, they get information from his government contacts, that this guy Dracov is, you know, housing, or is the weapons dealer that's supplying weapons to Taskmaster and to the Red Room and stuff like that. So if they go through him, they can maybe find where the shipments are going and find the Red Room from there. So they go together. We get, you know, Yelena and Natasha kind of, in their, you know, back in the groove of things. We see how they work together as a team and kind of fight, and their different styles of fighting and whatnot. And it's a cool moment. And then we have them, you know, fighting Dracov, or, you know, getting to Dracov and then kind of interrogating him. He gives up the Red Room, and then, they go to the Red Room, or maybe they have a fight. I don't know. Somehow,
we need lots of fighting in this one, I think.
I think, yeah, I think maybe. Okay, so here's what it is. They have different ways of interrogation, right?
Yeah.
Natasha's an Avenger now. She's a hero. Mm-hmm. She's not the same as she used to be, and she's trying to wipe out the red in her ledger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to interrogation, Yelena is ready. She pulls a knife on this guy. She's going to like cut off his fingers,
right?
All this kind of shit. And Natasha's like, whoa, 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 we can't do it that way and all this stuff. And now we got a little bit of turmoil going. They get the information they need from Dracov, but Yelena's not happy about the way that Natasha, like, you know, judged her in there, maybe, or took, you know, regardless, they break off. And they're going to do things their own way now, I suppose.
Oh, they split up.
I think they split up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Natasha's got to fight. I think we need to get that scene I was talking about where, you know, the one that we kind of made up where she's going and there's a trap for her.
Right.
And because Natasha's got to fight all of the other Red Room, all the James Swans.
Yes.
By herself, I think. And maybe, you know, barely make it out alive or something like that. And then, so she's going to have to go back and need the help of her family. And that's why, you know, Alexei's got to suit up and whatnot and all that kind of stuff's going to happen. All right. It's kind of working. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to get to, in the trailer, there's a moment where they're like falling from the sky and fighting on top of some also falling things.
That seems like the finale to me, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's when she's wearing that white, that kind of snowy white costume. And I think that's gotta be, so I think they finally, yeah. So what's, so maybe Taskmaster's got an ulterior motive here.
Oh yeah.
the Red Room is, he wants it operational, but why? Like, what's he going to use it for, right? Mm-hmm. And so to me, it looks like they're on some sort of like satellite dish, like very James Bond style. Mm-hmm. There's like some kind of, I don't know, like some sort of like facility.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a space facility. Maybe Russia's trying to get to the
moon.
So I was going to say to the moon, and then I realized that's dumb. But maybe they're trying to, Jesus, I don't know. Taskmaster, what's he doing? What's he up to?
Well, he's in the midst of training a bunch of new assassins. Does he want to and they're very good at overthrowing governments. Does he want to create like a shadow government? In Russia that then
right
creates influence over the rest of the world,
right? Or is it about starting a war? I because we don't know who Taskmaster is in this movie, mm-hmm. it's really hard to
pin down their motivation.
Yes, exactly.
Well, do we want to say do we just want to make up and say who they are? Would that help us?
Yeah, let's do that. So I'm just seeing one more thing here too on IMDb.
Yeah.
Have you watched Handmaid's Tale?
I have not.
No? Okay. There's an actor in Handmaid's Tale, Luke. He plays the character named Luke. For those of you who might have watched Handmaid's Tale, probably know who I'm talking about. But he's in this movie, and he's another kind of, he's a very talented actor. And I don't think they would waste a role on him. So I'm wondering if maybe his name, he's just credited as the name Mason in IMDb.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that is maybe he's Taskmaster, or maybe he's somebody else that we just haven't, I don't know, got in here. So I guess the question is it more interesting to have Taskmaster as another person, or to have Taskmaster as her mother? Is that even possible with the story that we've set up? That mm-hmm. Why would she want to restart the Red Room after taking it down? Maybe she
did it because she thought it was being run, like, as someone who wasn't in charge of it. Like, yeah. she did it more as a power play so that she could be in charge of it. Because for her own reasons, I think it could still be her.
What if the Red Room, you know, we saw the way that the girls were being treated back in the day, but mm-hmm. now she always believed in the like end product of mm-hmm. it and what these girls could do and like the initiative and the power that they're being given. But she didn't like the way that, that it was being run, right? Mm-hmm. So she shut down everything and she let Natasha believe that it was done for, only to start it up secretly on like her own way.
Right. After she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, in that case.
And would she want to create maybe similar programs like all over the world? Domain,
right?
Then at a moment's notice she could be like, assassins attack,
right? That would be good. So but why do they go to this facility? What's happening there? Is she sending out? So maybe there's some sort of warheads.
I mean, there's lesson plans. You have, if you run a school, you have lesson plans, and you need to transmit those lesson plans around the world.
I have an idea. Have an idea.
Please.
Although I love the lesson plans. So what if she has like the thing is already way farther along than she had let on, mm-hmm. right? And that's because Yelena she knows that her mother is Taskmaster, and she's working with her, right?
Oh, dang.
And so
this is going to be tumultuous.
Yeah, it's going to be real tumultuous. So So Melina, Rachel Weisz, she has already, Taskmaster, I guess we can call her now. She has already infiltrated every large government with her girls, basically.
Yep.
And all that she needs is a power play, like some sort of something to shake it up enough to where they will be needed, or like they will rise up in the ranks or something like that, essentially, and take more power. So she is starting a war. She has taken over a Russian like missile facility. What do you call those?
I don't even think it needs to be missiles, honestly, because if it is like some sort of satellite, whatever, and especially these days, like digital warfare is a very major thing. And so I think we can kind of lean into that.
All right, cool. I like that. So there's something. Yeah. So, there's some facility with like large satellites and lots of catwalks high in the air that this is all going down at. So wait, where were we in the movie? So Natasha she barely made it out alive. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason that they split off is because Yelena was hoping that Natasha would come around to their way of thinking, and then she could let her into the fold, right? But she sees now that Natasha is she's this like, you know, goody two shoes, basically, right? She's not gonna come around to their way of thought, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So she tells Taskmaster to like take her out of the equation, I guess.
Right. And what's Red Guardian up to?
Right. So yeah, this is where it doesn't make sense, huh?
Because it could make sense if all of this is not common knowledge, then maybe Black Widow discovers the plan. And so they decide to infiltrate this satellite facility. As a team, the four of them, and they, you know, through the manipulations, they split up for whatever reason. And that's where the truth comes out, like when they ultimately have to confront Taskmaster. But it's not until that moment that she discovers that half of the people she was relying on are actually against her.
Sure. Yeah. Two-thirds
of the people.
So it all leads eventually to this battle at the satellite facility. And all the Red Room initiates are like going up against her, against Natasha. Red Guardian is fighting Taskmaster. Maybe at some point they kind of switch, like swap partners in the dance. I don't know. There's a whole sequence going on.
Well, it's all set to like Russian classical music, the whole fight sequence. And so it is kind of like a dance. Well,
and we forgot your part, right? We forgot your part, how they get into the facility, of course, is that I think they can't go to the facility together.
Okay.
I think the deception has to have started before that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's got to be a scene where Natasha goes into the trap. She gets taken out by all these Red Room. She gets captured. And then that's when Yelena and Melina, like, you know, reveal their plan or whatever it is. But so she's there, and then I think she escapes somehow.
Well, she's Black Widow.
Tells Dad or Red Guardian what's happening or whatever.
She sends out the Red Guardian signal.
So then he goes into the facility like a tank through the front door, and he's fighting the different. But she's coming in from the air, so she's on top. He's like in the down below facility, and they're fighting their way through. Essentially,
they'll meet in the middle.
Until we get these climactic battles, sister versus sister. And I think that's when, you know, Natasha kind of finally convinces Yelena that she's still being brainwashed in a way, right? She's still not doing the things that she like she never actually left the Red Room, essentially, right? Mm. And so
the Red Room in her heart.
Uh-huh. Right. That is a Red Room.
It is. Blood. It's
full of blood. So they, you know, team up finally and go down, and then, you know, Melina has maybe taken out her husband, and she's like, it's too late, you know, like the digital stuff has been uploaded,
right?
That's how tech savvy I am. I said the digital stuff has been uploaded.
That's basically the internet in a nutshell.
Oh my god. And then the two daughters have to fight Taskmaster together.
Right.
And they win.
Yay!
And Yelena and, you know, but the digital stuff was uploaded, and so and so there's still other Red Room initiates out there that now need to be taken out, right? That now need to be taken down, and whatever the programming was for them.
Well, and I wonder too if she's like, in order to fix this, we're going to need some reinforcements. And that's when she meets back up with Captain America and the rest of the outlaws.
I was thinking that that's when they contact her, needing her help. And Natasha's torn between the two, but Yelena is like, no. Like, you shut this down once. This time it's this is my fault, and it's my turn to take care of this.
Mm.
And so that's where Yelena's been this entire time. That's why she hasn't helped out with any of this shit. It's because she's working covertly, you know, taking down, you know, bad government agents,
right,
all around the world. And I think maybe they've been in touch, right? Natasha and Yelena have been in touch, and through that 5-year period, maybe, you know, that's another one of her contacts that Natasha is kind of reaching out to around the world.
Hmm. Is it possible that she was snapped away as well, Yelena?
Could be. Yeah.
Because then that would make that sacrifice moment in Endgame maybe even more potent of like, I'm doing this, I'm sacrificing myself, not just for my Avengers family, but for my actual family too, in hopes of bringing her back.
I like that. That works for me.
Cool.
What happens to the poor Red Guardian and his wife?
I think they both die.
Oh, God. Really? So sad.
We gotta let go of the past, man.
Okay, so yeah, Taskmaster definitely, I guess, dies, which sucks, because, like, I hate when they kill off good villains in the MCU.
Yeah, and what a great villain we made.
I don't think they die.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't want to nix your plan, your idea. I just hate when they get killed off.
Well, what happens to them then?
I think he's defeated and she goes to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, he basically becomes a government agent again. And we see, like, he visits her in prison, even though he knows she's a horrible person. He still loves her, and they still talk.
That's the power of his own Red Room.
Hero and villain.
His heart.
The Red Room was inside of us all along.
Yeah. And it hurts.
You know, Andy.
Yep.
I don't know if that's how that movie's going to go. But I'm glad we experimented with this idea anyway, because
gotta play it really sometimes.
It gives me a new respect for the MCU in general, because when you think about it, there are so many directors and writers that have, you know, that haven't worked out with the MCU, right? I think of Edgar Wright as a prime example with Ant-Man.
Uh-huh.
He had this Ant-Man idea, and 10 years later it finally gets made, and he's in on it, and it's going great. And then it's like the MCU says, hey, listen, we need you to add in this. We need you to do this scene here. We have to make sure that this flows right with these things. And like, from that standpoint, it's got to be hard to like say, well, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't right. The vision I had going. So, I mean, props to any director, any writer who can make that crap work, man.
And the thing is, too, is that the more movies that get made, the more kind of restrictions get put on anything moving forward. Like the walls keep closing in on possibilities as more details and more like backstories get fleshed out.
Don't we know it? I mean, we've had what, 30 something, maybe almost 40 episodes of MCPU mm-hmm. content. And my God, I can't even remember the stuff that we've created at this yeah. point. And we're boxing ourselves in every time, every step we go. boy, it's crazy. But yeah, so props to them. This was a good experiment. I can't say if we succeeded or not, but boy, did I have fun doing it.
Yeah, we had fun along the way. And really, that's what the Red Room is all about.
That's what the Red Room is all about.
Having fun.
Okay. well, is there? Let's see. Is there anything else we had to talk about? Tell the audience. Do anything?
I don't think so.
I think again. Thank you for your continued support, for listening and whatnot. Although the giveaway is done, we would love to hear from you. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, I found out through this giveaway that many of you actually listen on other mediums, other platforms and whatnot, which is fantastic. Many of which don't have ways to review or rate podcasts, which is fine. But if you have access to Apple Podcasts, even if you don't listen on there, giving us a review, giving us a rating, these things like seriously open up so many doors for us to new listeners and help us to kind of spread our listenership out.
That
more.
Sweet, sweet algorithm.
That's right. It's impossible. it's so hard to get out there. So anything you can do to help us with that, sharing or just giving like a little bit like or subscribing and all that kind of stuff helps us a lot. So. Again, thank you if you're already doing that. We appreciate you so much. And if you haven't yet, we would appreciate those 2 minutes that you can take to do it for us. Means the world. So,
oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Next time, we will probably do some kind of a crazy, kooky episode about the superhero origins of Emma Carter.
Yay!
Everyone's favorite... what am I trying to say? Everyone's favorite
person?
Guest. I was trying to say guest.
Human being?
So listen out for that. And then we'll get some more regular episodes coming out here shortly as well. So
coming at you.
In the meantime, feel free to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MC Who Podcast. Join our Facebook group and let us know you're listening on there. And that is all. So until next time.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Justin.
And we are From Russia with Love.
Nice. That's a good pull.
James Wan.
That's a good pull. Especially with Sean Connery just passed away.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Sad.